Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
This is a story. Here's a story.
We lost David Bowie last night. Very few people knew he was ill. 18 months of fighting cancer. And a couple days after his birthday and the release of his last album, he passed on. Joe Benson with you here. Southern California's classic rock, of course, is what we do at 100.3 The Sound. I thought the story today, we should check in with David. I found it fascinating. Ziggy Stardust was the first character of his that really broke through big. And where did Ziggy come from?
The alienation of the character itself had been evident since 68 when I was sort of writing in that kind of... I'd realized that I had such a pubescent kind of forte for writing about being on the outside. But I found that it was something that excited me, writing from that kind of point of view. So that was already there, the kind of the solitariness of this character. The idea, Japan, I guess it was the looking at the work of a new designer out of Japan called Kansai Yamamoto, who was just happening in London at the time, around 70, 71. And his stuff was so exciting and otherworldly. And everything that came over there, from the kabuki, their music, the look of their clothes and everything, from designers like Kansai, seemed like another planet. And so I thought, well, let's place him on another planet instead. And I guess that's basically how the look of the Ziggy thing came together. Mm-hmm. That and sort of cross-dressing him with the Clockwork Orange thing, you know, which was such a major film at the time.
So was the fashion and the music. And that's David Bowie with the story.